Begin our new term. I was elected president and Tim was elected vice president. And we said at that time, it would be nice if we could maybe pass this around and let other people experience being president or vice president. So at this time, I would like to nominate Scott Brown for president and Brian Groves for vice president.
Second.
Is there any other nominations? Can we have a voice vote, Sharon? Okay.
Hey, Rose. Oh, is that it? All in favor say aye.
Oh, all members say aye.
You don't need a roll call.
Okay. Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes.
Very carefully. There he is.
Oh, he is here.
Okay, we call to order council meeting for January the 9th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
To the flag, United States of America, to the republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Dear Lord, bless the decision of this body. Guide us tonight. Be truth well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Here.
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 Okay, adoption of the agenda. I think we're all playing with our new tablets. Does somebody want to make their motion to adopt the agenda as presented? Somebody.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by new President Brown, seconded by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented. Anybody want to call for the question?
Yes.
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 Sure. The agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. We need approval of the December 29th minutes.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Councilman Westfall, second by Councilman Chatton to approve the minutes as presented.
Question?
Yes.
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 Okay, those minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Seeing none, I do want to mention that I want to say congratulations to our new governor, Holcomb, who is Knox County. Congratulate him. The city looks forward to working with the new governor and hope everything works out great. Anything else? Committee chair reports. Being them, we'll go to report of city officers. Reports, old business, ordinance 2-2017, rezoning for area number 384, Fraternal Order of Eagles. First reading, yes. No, you didn't.
No, we didn't have the ordinance presented, but we didn't have it.
Make a motion for first reading, ordinance 5726.
2-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 2-2017.
Ordinance 2-2017, ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending ordinance 23-2005 of the City of Vincennes. Said ordinance having been approved to the 27th day of March 2006 and being known as the zoning ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, containing section 1, 2, and 3, rezoning from R to I.
Okay, now we'll have discussion. Mr. Ramsey?
Basically, we're asking it be at this.
Okay. He's asking to have this passed on first reading and referred to area plan. Basically, yep. This is taking the ball field, correct, and changing it from R1 to
I2.
I2.
Kind of consistent with some of the other.
Question?
Call for the question. Yes.
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 By a vote of 7-0, first reading is passed and referred to area plan.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Move to new business. First up is ordinance 1-2017, amendment of the ordinance number 48-2016, and I believe this is just amending the salary ordinance, so correction we need to make. Motion.
Motion. Motion on ordinance 1-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 1-2017.
Ordinance 1-2017, amendment to ordinance 48-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending ordinance number 48-2016, the salary ordinance, correct a typographical error on State Department employees up to $10.
If I'm correct, right, if my memory could be wrong, but when we had the discussions during salary time, we discussed this, we went over this. Bryce talked to us about it when it was there, and I think one of the big things was we talked about the hardships of, you know, McDonald's offers higher wages than what the street department did, and it was hard to get people, you know, on the coldest days, on the hottest days, to do those curtain jobs, and that's what he came before us and asked, and we all agreed with it at that time. Is that the same recollection that everybody else has?
I do recall.
All right, I just want to make sure that we were all on the same page on that one. All right. So, I mean, it's something that we've already agreed on. It's just cleaning that up, correct?
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Any other discussion?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Yes.
Rose? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
First reading of ordinance 1-2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Do you need all three tonight for? Okay.
Okay. I'll make a motion to suspend the rules so we can have the second and third readings tonight and get this passed so we can clear up everything.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to suspend the rules and have second and third reading on ordinance 1-2017.
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Yes.
Charlie Rowe?
Yes.
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 By vote of 7-0, the rules have been suspended. Just need a motion for the second.
Ordinance.
120.
12017, amendment 48.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 12017.
Ordinance 12017, amendment to ordinance 48-2016, the Vince Valerie ordinance showing $10 per hour, up to $10 per hour for street department part 1 and 2.
Discussion.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Shane Patton?
Yes.
Charlie Rose? Daughtry?
Yes.
Mayor Avalon?
Yes.
Yes.
Second reading passes by a vote of 7-0. Looking for a motion for the third reading.
Motion for third reading, 12017, amendment 48.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 12017.
Ordinance number 12017, amendment to the salary ordinance 48-2016, maximum rate for part-time street department, $10 per hour, 1 and 2.
Discussion.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, third and final reading of ordinance 12017 passed. Moving on to ordinance 4-2017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes establishing the boundaries of a downtown municipal riverfront development project.
Make a motion for reading on ordinance 4-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall for first reading of ordinance 4-2017.
Ordinance number 4-2017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes and establish the boundaries of a downtown municipal riverfront development project 1-3-4 and school map.
Discussion.
Mayor, could you describe this a little bit better for us?
Basically, this is, we're setting up an ordinance where the city would obtain up to 10 liquor licenses that the city would control for the designated area. And if you look at the map,
right,
it had to be within certain distance of the river because this is all river related.
Now, we would control these so that they come to you and ask for those, or who they?
And it will probably put this under like the RDC.
Okay.
A board that already oversees this area that will go about issuing these licenses, and there'll be rules set in place on who can receive them and what they're looking for.
Are these 10 additional or up to
additional.
10?
Up additional. To 10. We don't control any now. This is setting up this district so that we can control 10 liquor licenses.
And specifically city controlled. And then when you come up with the rules, I'm sure you'll show us what they are briefly.
Basically, it is to try to entice more restaurants to locate in the downtown area. And if you look at the map, it is basically Main Street from the river down to, I believe, 7th Street, and then one block each way.
Right.
And then down 2nd Street to the railroad tracks, and then just one side of 2nd Street and into the river also.
More to put all the restaurants on an equal playing field.
Right. It's more to attract nice restaurants to your downtown area, and so it's just another tool to help develop the downtown and get things moving.
It doesn't hurt anything else. It just helps that
and
certain area.
It's like, I think that this ordinance reads, there's like 22 communities that already do this, river communities that use this.
Right, and I mean, with already all the other investments that we have going on, the plans that we have going forward, it just seems like a no-brainer to try to entice and get more people to go to this area. So, sounds good.
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Shane Patton?
Yes.
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
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 And first reading of ordinance 4-2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move on to Resolution 1-2017, a resolution renewing the urban enterprise zone of the city of Vincennes, increasing it to an additional 5 years.
A motion to read and approve Resolution 1-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to read and approve Resolution 1-2017.
Until they change the law.
If you remember back in, what, July, we did the one-year extension that we had to do first, and now we're coming back for the five-year to get that process started because we are in the last year. Right, Dan?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
This is just to get the process moving to get the additional 5 years, if it's approved by the state.
I got a question. Well, after the 5 years,
I think the discussion is that the urban enterprise zones will go away, but they're coming up with a different type of zone. But part of the discussion is you have to have a co-working space in those zones to acquire that. So everybody's probably aware we're looking at hopefully a co-working space in the Pantheon in the future. Hopefully this 5 years will get us time to get things moving for that.
I mean, just like all other areas that we've seen in Vincennes, we've seen a lot of good things happening recently, too. So, you know, it's one of those things where we're kind of going on all cylinders. So, another good thing that's happening here in the city.
Any other discussion?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
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 Due to my involvement with the UEZ, I must abstain.
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0 with one abstention, Resolution 1-2017 passes. Next is claims.
Make a motion that we approve the claims in the amount of $305,934.51.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, pay the claims in the amount of $305,934.51. Question? Bonnie?
Question. Call for question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Charlie Rose? Salter?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Anything under miscellaneous? No. Motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.
All right.